Unless you want to go by yourself to Christ. I mean, start a fire, huh?
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Quanisha. Can I start by getting a zip code?
Did I just talk with you?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Anyway, do you need what now?
Your zip code so I can pull up an account that's associated with you.
38655.
Thank you for that information. Can I get your first and last name, please?
It's Dottie, Dottie Storey. Story.
I'm not pulling up an account with that name. Let me try by.
Well, I got an email saying that y'all, my order has been received. I'm wanting to cancel it. I started reading your fine print, and I wasn't happy with it.
Can you give me that zip code that product would be mailed to?
38655.
And what's your name, ma'am?
Dottie, Dottie Storey, Storey.
Okay, I see a Clayton Storey.
Okay, Clayton Storey is my son. So, what did he order?
He didn't order anything because the order didn't go through.
His didn't or mine did?
I didn't see an order for your name. I see one on the with that last name. That's why I said Clayton Storey.
Right. That's my son. But, well, mine, I got the email saying my order has been received. That it's been processed and waiting to be shipped.
I'm not pulling up an account with your name. Nor with that phone number.
Well, I guess I'll call back in the morning. Maybe that's... I don't know.
You said D-O-T-T.
D. D as in dog.
That's what I said. I said D-O-T-T-I-E.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yeah. I didn't type in your first and last name, put a phone number and a zip code. Nothing is coming up with that information, so you might want to reach out to your bank and let them know that you did speak with the merchant and they didn't locate an account for you.
Okay. All right. I'll check back with y'all guys first thing in the morning, okay?
All right. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank
you. Have
you.
A great night.
You too.